guest on the radio just the other day, so we're going to give them a hard time. But we have with us John Sampson. John is a candidate for, John, what's your Senate district?
Senate District 25, which is Eastern Adams County.
Okay, so basically Bennett.
Well, it takes him from Brighton south, the northeast quarter of Aurora, going from Yosemite north of Colfax all the way out to the Washington County line, which goes through Watkins, Bennett, Strasburg, Byers.
Okay. Yep.
But then also takes in, as I said, Brighton, east part of Thornton, Todd Creek.
Ah, one of my favorite golf courses. I play Todd Creek quite a bit.
And that's pretty much it.
So tell us what, and you've been on the air with us before. You're not new to this rodeo. Tell us what you're running on. Tell us what your reactions you're getting. Tell us what's going on out there.
I'm a fiscal conservative, a constitutional conservative. Saturday I was walking in Brighton and knocking on doors, and I was amazed at the reception I was getting. People are fed up with the status quo. They are motivated. They are angry. I got a very positive reception, and this was in the section of Brighton that's not the most economically advantaged. One thing I do want to say is this. Everybody's been down on being an American, or, you know, the level of patriotism, and what I would like to do is recognize something that happened 29th of June. Sergeant Nick Cisneros of U.S. Army came home to Strasburg, and he is a three-time Purple Heart recipient and a Bronze Star recipient. And I want to say what one member of the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association posted on Facebook. Strasburg showed its class on the 29th of June. There were hundreds, if not 1,000 people on the streets on East Colfax lining the streets welcoming that soldier home, and it made me proud.
That's awesome. I can actually hear you getting a little waver in your voice there, and it would do that to me too.
It was a very emotional as we drove into town, because I was part of the motorcade, and we saw the numbers of people that were there waving flags and shouting and beeping horns and everything, welcoming him home. It was a resurgence of American exceptionalism, patriotism, and love of country.
Well, and you did great work getting the word out on that, John. I heard you on radio stations all over town, and everywhere you were telling people about it. So you really did your part in making sure that was a memorable event for him. Now, I had the pleasure of emceeing or moderating your kickoff event for your
campaign. Correct, Randy.
And that was a lot of fun driving out there, met some great people, and had a good turnout that night. How's the campaign been going since then?
It's been going very well. When we had our primary night, even though I didn't have a primary opponent, we wanted to see what the numbers were like. And they were very encouraging and very positive. We were able to pull 3% more voter turnout than my Democratic opponent. She polled 17.6% of the registered Democrat vote in Adams County in Senate District 25. I was able to pull 20.6, or a three-point advantage. The number of people that did not vote for her was about 30% higher than it was for me. So the numbers look very, very promising and very, very encouraging. And when you couple it with the responses I'm getting walking the district, and we're walking again on Sunday, and on Saturday we're going to be up at the KBPI show at Vandermeer Speedway. So if anybody's up there and wants to come in and say hi, we'll be there along with other candidates.
Yeah, big car show up there, and you can find John Sampson next to a beautiful hot rod Mustang.
Thanks, Randy.
You won't be hard to you'll be hard to miss up there.
And John, tell us what the actual breakdown of your district is.
It's about a third Democrat, third Republican, and third unaffiliated. And to be very blunt about this, this election's going to turn on the unaffiliated vote. And that's what we're going to target.
And the fact is that is most of what it turns in Colorado. I mean, I'm in that, HD 33?
Okay.
Dave Pigott's running.
Yes.
It's awful. I mean, I think there's a two-point advantage for the Democrats, but there's also a three-point advantage in independents.
Correct.
You got to get the independents. You have to engage these folks and let them know, hey, here's what's going. Because most of them don't know what's going on in the state.
I agree.
And you need to send them here. You're out walking, send people here so that we can tell them what's going on.
I will do that. And we will, as I said, we will be walking in Brighton on Sunday, knocking on doors and talking to people. So
what's the most common response you're hearing from people? Let's say, especially unaffiliateds.
It's the economy, and I won't use the last word in that sentence, but it is the economy. It's economy and jobs. People who can't make ends meet, people who are worried about where their next meal is coming from, people who can't pay their mortgage. They don't want a government handout. They want a hand up. They want to be able to fend for themselves. And to quote Senator Lundberg, it's Obama tax, and it isn't Obamacare anymore. And the Supreme Court has ruled that it's a tax.
It's Otaxicare. We're not kidding. It is. Everybody's going to get taxed on this. So called an extremist by Colorado polls. I don't know if you've gotten your own responses.
I haven't gotten that. Those responses. This is news to me. Yeah, I'm an extremist.
This because of the case you were following down in Georgia.
Oh,
Colorado polls went off and had a good time. This was months ago, but I catch anything that mentions.
Oh, I know what I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now. I did the Joe Friday routine. It's just the facts, ma'am. There was no opinion in that. I was asked to do a job. I did a job. And regardless of what people think or what their opinions are, it doesn't change the facts.
Well, and the fact, tell people what you did do on that.
The fact is that Mr. Obama is using a Social Security number that was issued to somebody residing in Connecticut in March of 1977, and there is no connection ever documented between Mr. Obama and the state of Connecticut. So the question is, how did it come to pass that he's using that number?
And you went to file a, you went to follow a court case that happened in Georgia.
No, I went to testify in
okay.
a court.
You were subpoenaed. As
I was subpoenaed to testify in a court case.
You're an investigator.
That's what I am. I'm a retired Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent, former New York police officer, and a veteran of the armed forces.
Are you, as long as we're on this tangent, one of my favorite subjects, the ineligibility of Barack Hussein Obama to be president of these United States, are you aware of the lawsuit that's been filed in Ohio on the Social Security issue?
No, I'm not.
The 71 or 72-year-old grandmother there, also a private investigator who did her due diligence.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Has sued the Secretary of State there, asking them to show cause why Barack Obama
I'll have to send her an email and inquire about that one.
Yeah, something's coming up a little bit later in July, a hearing on that. So.
And there's more coming out of Maricopa County as well.
Yeah, July 17th, I think, is the big
another
date,
press,
isn't it?
There's another press conference with Joe Arpaio and Mike Zullo, the lead investigator for the cold case posse.
There's a lot of stuff going on. It's interesting. And the fact is we're tangentially involved in that. We kind of keep an eye on it, but we really do cover stuff for the state of Colorado here. So let me ask you a question. When you get in, state senate, what is the first bill you're going to run?
The first bill I'm going to run is probably something that people don't expect me to based on my background. Someone would expect me to run something on an immigration-related issue. I want to look at the viability of SB 200 and see whether or not it should be repealed, and that's the health care exchanges.
Yep.
And, of course, that's going to depend a lot on what happens in November, because if Governor Romney gets elected, then they're going to be dismantling it anyway.
Yeah, and hopefully that happens, and it's easy, but the bad news is even if they dismantle it, we're still going to have health care exchanges here in Colorado. Thank you, Madam Majority Leader, unless you can get in and repeal that. That would be great to see.
Well, that's what my hope is.
John Sampson, thank you for being with us. Once again, give out your website.
www.sampsonforstatesenate.com. That's SAMPSONFOR, statesenate.com.
We will be back after.